Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, text number 40. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Parthanaiva Namutra, Vinishastasya Vidyate, Nehi Kalyana Krit Kaschit, Dorgatim Tatagachiti. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Partha, O son of Pritha, Naeva, never it is so, Iha, in this material world, Na, never, Amutra, in the next life, Vinasha, destruction. Tasya, his. Vidite, exists. Na, never. He, certainly. Kalyana Krit, one who is engaged in auspicious activities. Kaschit, anyone. Durgatim, degradation. Tata, my friend, Gachati, goes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of God had said, O son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17, Sri Narada Muni instructs Vyasadeva as follows. Tyaktva sudharmam charanam bhujam harer vajannapakvo tatpatetito yadi yatva kva vabhujam abhudamushakim kovarta apto bhajitam sudhamataha. If one gives up all material prospects and takes complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no loss of degradation anyway. On the other hand, a non-devotee may fully engage in his occupational duties and yet not gain anything. From material prospects, there are many activities, both scriptural and customary. A transcendentalist is supposed to give up all material activities for the sake of a spiritual advancement in life. Krishna consciousness. One may argue that by Krishna consciousness, one may attain the highest perfection if it is completed, but if one does not attain such a perfectional stage, then he loses both materially and spiritually. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one has to suffer the reaction for not executing prescribed duties. Therefore, one who fails to discharge transcendental activities properly become subjected to these reactions. The Bhagavatam assures the unsuccessful transcendentalist that there is no need, that there need be no worries. Even though he may be subjected to the reactions of not perfectly executing prescribed duties, he is still not a loser, because auspicious Krishna consciousness is never forgotten. And one so engaged will continue to be so, even if he is low-born in the next life. On the other hand, if one who simply follows strictly the prescribed duties need not necessarily attain auspicious results if he is lacking in Krishna consciousness. The purport may be understood as follows. Humanity may be divided into two sections, namely the regulated and the non-regulated. For those who are engaged simply in bestial sense gratification, without knowledge of their next life or spiritual salvation, belong to the non-regulated section. And those who follow the principles of prescribed duties in the scriptures are classified amongst the regulated section. The regulated section, both civilized and non-civilized, educated and non-educated, strong and weak, are full of animal propensities. their activities are never auspicious. Because while enjoying the animal propensities of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, they perpetually remain in material existence, which is always miserable. On the other hand, those who are regulated by scriptural injunctions and who thus rise gradually to Krishna consciousness certainly progress in life. Those who are following the path of auspiciousness can be divided into three sections, namely, one, that follows the scriptural rules and regulations, who are enjoying material prosperity. Two, those who are trying to find ultimate liberation from material existence. And three, those who are devotees in Krishna consciousness. Those who are following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, material happiness, may be further divided into two classes. Those who are fruitive workers, and those who desire no fruit for sense gratification. Those who are after fruitive results for sense gratification may be elevated to a higher standard of life, even to the higher planets. But still, because they are not free from material existence, they are not following the truly auspicious path. The only auspicious activities are those which lead one to liberation. Any activity which is not aimed at ultimate self-realization or liberation from the material bodily concept of life is not at all auspicious. Activity in Krishna consciousness is the only auspicious activity, and anyone who voluntarily accepts all bodily discomforts for the sake of making progress on the path of Krishna consciousness can be called a perfect transcendentalist under severe austerity. And because the Eightfold Yoga system is directed toward the ultimate realization of Krishna consciousness, such practice is also auspicious. And no one who is trying his best in this matter need fear degradation. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Parthanaivaha Namutra Vinishastasya Vidite Ehi Kalyana Krikashit Durgatim Tatagachiti. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Nahi kaschit shenamapi jatu tishtate karmakrit karyate yavasha karma sara prakriti jagranai, that all living entities are forced to act helplessly according to the three modes of material nature, and therefore no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. Now Arjuna was in anxiety because he knew he had to do something. Either he had to flee the battlefield, or he had to fight, or he had to do yoga. He had to do something. He didn't know what to do. And he was afraid, of course, that if he fought in this battle, then he might incur sinful reactions. And not only he might incur sinful reactions, but he might kill all these warriors. And as we know, he said that Adharma Vivat Krishna Pradushanti Kulastriya Srishu Dushtashi Varshneya Jayante Varnak Sankara, that when religious principles are killed, when the elder family members are killed, then the ladies of the family become polluted. And from the degradation of womanhood, O son of Pritha, O Krishna, comes unwanted populace. So Arjuna was worried about Varna Sankar, that the material world would be flooded with unwanted children, and therefore the purpose of the Varnashram system, that is liberation, or even material elevation, would be lost. That in no way, Arjuna was saying, should we engage in any activity which would bring inauspiciousness. So here Krishna is saying, Naiva Partha Namudra Vinishastasya Vidite Nahi Kalyana Krikashit Durgatim Tatagachiti, that one who is engaged in auspicious activities doesn't meet with destruction either in this world or in the next. Now, here Prabhupada breaks down the purport, what it means to be auspicious. In the material world, people have this idea of auspiciousness, that if you can gain money for sense gratification, that's auspicious. That's the only auspiciousness they know about. And someone who doesn't have money, then they're considered to be living a life of inauspiciousness. The only explanation that people could have why people would shave their head and move into some ashram is that they must be either crazy, well, they must be crazy, that's sure. They must be crazy and depressed, or just plain crazy. Therefore, Prabhupada put out this pamphlet, even 50 years ago, who is crazy? Now, when we go through this breakdown that there are three classes of people engaged in auspicious activities, those who are following scriptural injunctions, those who want liberation, devotees, and then the others, those who are in the non-regulated category, who are just like animals, and for them there is no auspiciousness, either in this life or in the next. That would mean that 99.9% of the people, no matter what they're doing, their life is inauspicious. The only thing that's auspicious probably that happened in the last 50 years besides Prabhupada coming was when they stopped, when they shut everything down. Because when they shut everything down, then the inauspiciousness went down. Like they're worried in America about how the slaughterhouses are having a hard time and they may not be able to eat meat. How unfortunate. People think this is a disaster. And now they can't kill animals anymore. How lamentable. Of course, the animals are quite happy. So at least the shutdown made someone happy. And probably, if people stop eating meat for some length of time, they might have clearer consciousness and understand that they shouldn't eat meat at all. And what to speak of all the other sinful activities. Of course, people that they're not going to stop sinful activities merely because they're staying at home. Matter of fact, staying at home means they probably increase their sinful activities. I'm sure they didn't give up gambling and illicit sex and intoxication just because of the shutdown. But in any case, we know, for instance, that the Jamuna, the factory stopped in Delhi, so the pollution from Delhi didn't flow so much into the Jamuna anymore, so that you could actually see the Jamuna rather than a black, cloudy sludge flowing through Vrindavan. When Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, there was one Kaliya serpent who emitted poison, but now there are hundreds and thousands of Kaliya serpents emitting poison into the Jamuna. The birds don't die from flying overhead because they know that they shouldn't fly overhead. Therefore, this whole civilization, as Prabhupada said, which is supposedly making progress, is certainly making progress towards hell, but it's not making any spiritual progress. Because people don't know what auspicious activities are. They think that to gratify their senses is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there's no measurement of their anxiety. So the more they progress, then the more anxiety they have. And when the result is, they start realizing that they have created a civilization where there is no solid economic basis for it. It's all based on pieces of paper. There's like trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in credit that no one really knows who it's owed to anymore. It's debt upon debt upon debt. And finally, if someone says, well, can you give me back my $10, 10 euros, then the whole system collapses. And they think it's an auspicious civilization. How can anyone live peacefully in a society where you don't know if tomorrow you're going to get anything to eat, if the electricity won't stop because someone didn't pay their bills, or the whole society didn't pay their bills. How can anyone live peacefully, especially if in the Bali concept of life and the whole existence is simply meant to gratify their senses, and they don't know if tomorrow, even if you're a billionaire, if you're going to be able to get two chapatis on your plate. So what kind of auspiciousness is that? On the other hand, Krishna says, Anad bhavati bhutani parjana anasambhava jagna bhavati parjanyo jagna karma samudbhava. That all living entities subsist on food grains, but they think food grains come out of the factory. That milk comes from a carton in the store. They don't know about the cow. That actually cows give milk. In case you didn't know, we thought we'd inform you. Cows give milk, and you can come in. No worries. They think that they have no idea how the universe is actually working, that it's from sacrifice that rains come. And rains are the source of the production of food grains. And if food grains are there, then people can live peacefully. But if, no matter what we have, there's no food, then everything is inauspicious. Of course, they take it for granted that we have so much food, but whether it's actually food or not is the question. Whether it's actually auspicious to society. As I said before, that they did an experiment, they had breakfast cereal, and they wanted to see what the nutritional value of the breakfast cereal was. So they fed it to rats. But the rats, they looked at the breakfast cereal and they decided it wasn't very healthy, and they ate the carton and they came in. So we've come to a civilization where the wrapper is more nutritious than the food, so-called food. The cardboard box has more nutritional value. Therefore, real auspiciousness can be simply blindly trying to deny the existence of God and proclaim that we can just do whatever we want. Because we can see, with such a mentality, Krishna says, etam drishtim avashtavya nashtatmano nabudaya pravyanya karmana shaye jagatogita. So, following conclusions, the atheistic conclusions, after all, the atheist is born out of the maya pritijñanas, out of the mental speculators, the deluded speculators. And therefore everything they do is going in the wrong direction. Because especially since everything is based upon economic development, so-called economic development, for so-called sense gratification, therefore the whole rush is to accumulate as much things as possible. Greed. The whole society is running on greed. That a few people are greedy, they cheat everyone else. And they delude everyone else with false promises, false advertisement, all to exploit them to the maximum. No one's caring about the welfare of anyone, what's actually good and what's bad, what's to be done and what's not done. Everything is based simply upon exploitation. There are actually laws in America, probably here also, that if you have a company, the company is run just for profit. So somehow or another, if you can get away with the laws or change the laws and cheat people to the maximum, then you're actually doing your job. Otherwise, you might get fired if you don't cheat people to the maximum. And so it's no wonder that they've come up with medicine which kill people simply to make a profit. They've come up with educational system meant to the students more and more into ignorance, more and more lusty, more and more angry, more and more greedy, more and more deluded, more and more bewildered in every aspect, less and less intelligent in every way from their whole endeavor simply to put people into ignorance has simply resulted in more and more anxiety, more and more suffering, more and more Kali Yuga. Therefore, it's the job of the devotees to understand what is scripture, what is the value of following scripture, how to follow scripture, and how to develop the conviction that this is actually the path not only for us, but for all human beings throughout the whole universe. And therefore actually try to develop the skill necessary to convince people to take up this process and the skill necessary for us to perform this process with conviction and determination and enthusiasm. Otherwise, we're also part of Kali Yuga. They didn't give us a special pass to go wherever we want during the shutdown. So unless we do something to help these create an actual auspicious atmosphere, simply things will become more and more inauspicious. Unless we create the spiritual atmosphere, then people will simply become more and more bewildered by the materialistic atmosphere, which is degrading from ignorance into the darkness of ignorance. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Our question, yeah, came late. So. We may have to fast from questions today. And no questions? We won't drag the questions out of you. Okay, thank you very much. Kundaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There's a question. Yeah. Ding. Our question, second there.
In the commentary, there was the section there, amongst the regulated, there are those who follow the principle to derive some happiness,
material happiness.
Yeah, and then the next split is this section is split into the ones who want results and the one who don't. It's more a bit paradoxical. I don't want if you can. I mean, it's not important, but.
Yeah, sure. It's nothing in the Bhagavad Gita is very important. Probably, you know, you had to fill up the pages. As many words as we put in, he got paid. So, no. Well, here it says. I mean, Prabhupada's dividing it into many sections. The first section is those who want results and those who don't want results. Well, those who follow regulated and the non-regulated. In other words, regulations according to scripture and non-regulations not according to scripture. So then he divides the regulated up and the non-regulated. So the regulated, those who are the non-regulated, who are engaged in simple bestial sense gratification, and those that follow the principles of prescribed duties in the scriptures are classified. Oh. Those who are engaged simply in bestial sense gratification without knowledge of the next life or spiritual salvation belong to the non-regulated section. So those who are like animals are the non-regulated, and those who follow scriptures are the regulated.
Yeah,
those who follow the principles of prescribed duties and the scriptures according the non-regulated section, so these are those who don't, both civilized and non-civilized, educated and non-educated, strong and weak, are full of animal propensities. Their activities are never auspicious. So they're okay. On the other hand, those who are regulated by the scriptural injunctions and those who rise gradually to Krishna consciousness suddenly progress in life. Those who are following the auspicious path, can be divided into three sections. Then it goes into those who want sense gratification.
Those
who want material prosperity, those who are trying to liberate themselves, and the devotees. So those who are following the rules and regulations of scriptures for material happiness may be divided into two classes. Those who are fruit workers, and those who desire no fruit for sense gratification.
Yeah, that's the problem. How can you be classified into striving for happiness and not desiring result?
Because you want higher happiness. So there's a difference between, just like we have Vishwamrita Muni, he wasn't looking for liberation. He wasn't looking for Krishna consciousness. He was looking for higher material happiness. So he refrained from sense gratification by performing austerity. So some people perform the regulated principles and they try to enjoy it right away. And others, they go through austerity or other things, following the scripture to get future happiness in the higher planets, for instance. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grunge Raj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.